The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning. Helene is now a tropical storm as it moves inland, but overnight, Helene slammed the Florida Big Bend as a catastrophic Category 4 hurricane, bringing, in their words, in Florida, life-threatening storm surge, strong winds, and heavy rain. Our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff, joins us now with the latest. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning. I have the 7 o'clock advisory in from the Hurricane Center. The location right now is about 35 miles south-southwest of Clemson, South Carolina. That's in the upstate of South Carolina, or 80 miles, but better reference point, east-northeast of Atlanta, Georgia. It has been downgraded to a tropical storm, wind at 60 miles per hour, and I haven't seen a storm move this fast in a long time. Moving north, get this, 30 miles per hour. So that's kept at least the flooding rain, at least the heaviest rainfall. At least it could have been a lot worse. But again, there's a flash flood emergency in effect right now for the Atlanta metropolitan area. It's track. Joe, we'll take it off to the north towards Chattanooga this afternoon, and then it's going to bend west, stalling north of Nashville, Tennessee, giving flooding rains and tornado threats east of the circulation through the weekend.
Thank you so much, Danny. Our other top story this morning, it wasn't pretty, but the Cowboys got it done, beating the Giants 20-15 on Thursday Night Football with Dak tossing two touchdown passes.
Here goes Lamb. He gets free on the inside. C.D. Lamb. Touchdown.
Al Michaels, the call on Amazon. The Dallas run defense much better than the last couple weeks, holding to New York to just 26 yards on the ground. And Tristan Ryans has more on our team coverage of the Cowboys game.
A tough win versus the Giants isn't enough for star edge rusher Micah Parsons, who had this to say postgame.
I'm done scraping by. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to scrape by no more. I want legit wins. I want to win consistently. And we got a tough matchup next week that I'm going to try to get back for.
Dallas gets a few extra days of rest before their Week 5 matchup versus the currently undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers next Sunday night. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Cowboys insider Bobby Belt agrees the defense made a good showing.
Dak Prescott really strong in this one, 221 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. But the story here was the run defense, which really showed up and came to play, something that hasn't happened the last 2 weeks against Baltimore and New Orleans.
Cowboys now move into a bye week.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your digestive systems. It's time for the State Fair of Texas, which means awesome new food.
All of our top 10 finalists in this year's Big Tex Choice Awards are top new foods for this year's State Fair of Texas.
But did you know when you head out to the fair, you're also raising money for great causes, says Carissa Condianis.
From Big Tech's Urban Farms to our Big Tech Scholarship Program and our Community Giving and Ag and Livestock Programs. So please come out and have fun with us and say howdy to Big Tech's at the fair this year.
Howdy. You can also say howdy to Mike Rogers and Austin York on the mid-morning mic check. They'll be live from Fernie's Funnel Cakes in the Embarcadero building daily starting today.
My God, is that not the most beautiful funnel cake in the whole wide world?
Yes, food can be beautiful, especially when it comes in the form of a funnel cake. It's like art. It's like splash art. Come by and meet Mike and Austin and the KRLD team and share your thoughts on the day's top stories in person. Maybe they'll even share a corn dog with you.
Hey. We can preload all of our diabetes medicine before we head out.
Yes. Preloaded, absolutely. And the State Fair of Texas will be allowed to enforce that gun ban when the gates open today.
The Texas Attorney General's office has been trying to get courts to block the ban, saying the State Fair should not be allowed to adopt that policy because the fair takes place on land owned by the City of Dallas. Several courts have turned down Attorney General Ken Paxton's request. He took his argument to the Texas Supreme Court, but a three-judge panel issued a ruling late Thursday, allowing the State Fair to keep its policy in place. The court did agree that there were some issues in the case that deserved a full trial, but said it would not step in to overrule the State Fair's policy before that happened. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In just a few hours, the gates open for the Great State Fair of Texas, and of course, this year, there are those new security policies you need to know about.
No guns or weapons of any kind that will include concealed carry allowed on the fairgrounds. This is a departure from last year when people people with licensed concealed carry were allowed to be armed here at the park. The new policy does not apply to police officers, qualified retired officers, or those with credentials that are verified by the police department. And this year, everyone will enter Fair Park through redesigned entrances and will be subjected to more thorough screenings.
We are increasing surveillance at the entry gates to where we are, have eyes on that.
Now, the fairgrounds will be monitored throughout the entire fair. A couple hundred cameras around the fair, some going to a command center, others monitored by the Dallas Police Department.
That's NBC5's Larry Collins reporting from Fair Park. A jury in McKinney gives a man life behind bars for trying to kill his son during a failed murder-suicide.
First, the jury found 34-year-old Kendall Thigpen Watkins guilty of attempted capital murder. Then it gave him the max, life in prison with a chance for parole in 2054 when he'll be 88 years old. Thigpen Watkins tried to commit murder-suicide. In June of last year, police broke down the door of his home on McKinney. Far west side. They found the 8-year-old child and Thigpen Watkins hanging from the baluster of their home. Both were cut down and revived. The child has no lasting physical injuries. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a political consultant has been hit with a $6 million fine for sending out AI-generated robocalls designed to sound like President Biden. Remember these?
It's important that you save your vote for the November election.
Voting the calls were sent to New Hampshire voters in January. Those were spoofed to appear as if they came from the state's Democratic Party. Steve Kramer, who organized the scheme, claimed it was to raise awareness about tech misuse. The FCC was not convinced, though, and Kramer also faces 26 criminal charges, including voter suppression.
The FDA has approved a drug for one of the most debilitating and difficult diseases to treat. We get more from Christopher Cruz.
The drug from Bristol-Myers Squibb called Cobenfy, and also known as KAR-XT, treats schizophrenia, reducing symptoms of the mental disorder without common side effects. The FDA calls the drug the first new approach to schizophrenia treatment in decades.
The FDA believes about 1% of Americans have schizophrenia, which it calls a severe chronic mental illness that is often damaging to a person's quality of life.
Got some good news on the economy. Economic growth in the U.S. outpacing expectations last quarter. The GDP surging 3%, up from 1.6% in the first quarter of this year. While consumer spending remains stable, business investment picked up speed. Inflation is inching closer to the Federal Reserve 2% goal.
Speaking about business, Mike Lindell, you guys know him, the CEO of MyPillow. He's a big Trump supporter. He's facing backlash online for selling pillows at $14.88. Now, you might wonder, if you're, you know, innocent, you would think, why? What's the big deal about $14.88? Evidently, that figure is linked to neo-Nazi symbolism. Social media users have pointed out that the 14 and the 88 are white supremacist codes. Lindell claims the number was purely coincidental. According to the Anti-Defamation League, 14 comes from the number of words in a common neo-Nazi slogan, while 88, as in H, it's the eighth letter of the alphabet, and it stands for Heil Hitler. I guess it leaves it to your own imagination or belief as to what that actually stands for, $14.88 for a set of pillows.
Veterans organizations in North Texas are the latest to receive millions of dollars in funding. Governor Abbott shared that more than $8.6 million is given to 32 organizations in Dallas-Fort Worth and the North Texas region. It expects to serve nearly 11,000 veterans and families. Recipients include the counties of Dallas, Collin, Tarrant, and Ellis, as well as local nonprofits. The grants can support a wide range of services from emergency financial assistance, legal services, and family support.
Highland Village hires a new fire chief. The last one was arrested and resigned, you might remember.
Ricky Scott Green will take over on September 30th. He was selected from over 20 applicants following a nationwide search. Green currently serves as assistant fire chief for the City of University Park Fire Department, where he's worked for over 27 years. The previous Highland Village fire chief, Jason Collier, resigned June 15th after being arrested for solicitation of prostitution and resisting arrest. From the 24-hour news center, Melanie Brown, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, I'm relieved to know this. Texas will have plenty of pumpkins for Halloween.
Texas is one of the top pumpkin-producing states in the country and produces a high percentage of the pumpkins that are used to make jack-o'-lanterns at Halloween. While this year's crop in Texas is slightly below average, yields are up significantly compared to last year when drought was a big problem. Growing conditions were good during most of the pumpkin growing season in most of the state. Experts say prices do fluctuate leading up to Halloween, but supply should not be a problem. Consumers can look for the Texas Grown sticker to make sure the pumpkin they're getting comes from the Lone Star State. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It was a historic day at the ballpark featuring your Texas Rangers, the last baseball game in Oakland.
Over 46,000 fans packed into Oakland Alameda Stadium to watch the A's, and appropriately, they beat the Rangers 3-2. Security was tight as some were worried that the fans, many of which were angry that the team was leaving, might storm the field.
Players have been advised that when the game ends, they should get off the field and into the clubhouses as soon as possible.
And yes, there was some ridiculousness.
Well, the fan has slipped in center field, being chased by a variety of security guards. Another fan has come out onto the field in short left and is now pinned down as well.
But besides that, a few smoke bombs as well. Fans behaved themselves and stayed at the very end. A's manager Mark Kotze addressed the crowd. The A's will play in Sacramento for 3 years before moving permanently to Las Vegas. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.